This morning we get to hear about one of the many exciting adventures of the Old Testament prophet Elisha. And it's really an exciting story. Elisha, who is the successor to the prophet Elijah, has his base on Mount Carmel in the Holy Land. But he travels from time to time, and in today's adventure and episode, we see that Elisha travels to Shunem, where he runs into this wealthy woman from Shunem. Our translation says she's a woman of influence. And she apparently has a great influence on the prophet Elisha because she prevails upon him to dine with her. And apparently she's a pretty good cook because it says that Elisha came back. Now, the Shunammite woman provides for a little hospitality because as Elisha is traveling throughout the Holy Land, he needs a little place to stay. So she, in a very Martha-like way, provides for a little room on the roof for Elisha with a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. She's an excellent guest prefect providing for Elisha's needs. And Elisha is so grateful that he says, well, how can we repay you for all of your kindness, the beautiful meals and having this nice little room on the roof? How can we repay you? And they say, well, actually, the Shunammite woman hasn't ever had a kid, no child. And so Elisha says, done, no problem. This time next year, you will have a baby boy. The word of the Lord. Wouldn't you like to know the rest of the story? Yeah. What happens next? Right? Well, the very next thing that happens is that the Shunammite woman says, O man of God. She always calls Elisha the man of God. That's very significant. She calls him the man of God, and she says, O man of God, don't lie to your servant. In other words, she's saying, come on, man. You got to be kidding, right? I'm going to have a son this time next year. We haven't been able to have kids. It kind of sounds like Abraham and Sarah in the Old Testament, right? When Sarah was 90 years old and God told her that she was going to have a kid, Sarah went, she just laughed hysterically. And God said, what are you laughing at? Aren't all things possible with God? And God says, you're going to have a kid named Isaac, which means the one who laughed. Yep. So, what happens? The Shunammite woman has a son. The Shunammite woman has a son that very time next year, and all seems to be going well, when one day her son goes out to the field to help his dad in the field, and he goes, oh my head, oh my head, oh my head. Now, all of you medical people know that he's probably having a massive brain aneurysm. And the dad says, go give him to his mother. And he gives him to his mother. And the Bible says that at noon, the Shunammite woman's son dies on her lap. And you have this image of the Pietà, don't you? With Jesus on the lap of his mother. The Shunammite woman puts her dead son into Elisha's bed on the roof, and she goes and finds Elisha, and she weeps and she cries and she says, hey, I didn't ask for a son. She says, I didn't ask for a son. You gave me this son. I said, don't lie to me. And now my son is dead. So Elisha the prophet goes to the Shunammite woman's house. He goes up to the roof and he stretches himself out on the boy and he breathes into the boy
And the boy comes back to life. And then he gives the boy back to his mother. And as I'm hearing this story, I'm saying, this kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? This kind of sounds familiar. And as you begin to think about this, you're like, Elisha sounds a lot like Jesus, don't you think? He sounds a lot like Jesus, because wasn't it Jesus who had an upper room that was fully furnished for him? Wasn't it Jesus who stretched out himself on the cross to breathe life into our souls? Wasn't it Jesus who goes to the town of Nain in the Holy Land and raises the only son of a widow back to life and gives him back alive to his mother? Yeah, Elisha sounds a lot like Jesus, don't you think? Elisha is a type for Jesus in the Old Testament. What's a type? A type is a person, place, thing, or event in the Old Testament that foreshadows, prefigures, represents a person, place, thing, or event in the New Testament. Let me say that again. A type is a person, place, thing, or event in the Old Testament that prefigures, foreshadows, and represents a person, place, thing, or event in the New Testament. Do you know what Elisha does after he raises the Shunammite's son back to life? He's given from a man from Baal Shalisha, he's given 20 barley loaves. And Elisha says, go feed these 100 men. And the guy goes, that's impossible. And Elisha says, you go feed these 100 men, and I guarantee you, you'll have some bread left over. Doesn't that sound like Jesus? Who's given 5 barley loaves and feeds 5,000. Jesus is given less and feeds more. And guess what? There's some left over. 12 wicker baskets full. Do you know what happens in the next chapter? The next chapter, Elisha the prophet cures Naaman the Syrian from his leprosy by telling him to go and wash in the Jordan River 7 times. Doesn't that sound like Jesus who says to the man born blind, go to the pool of Siloam and wash? Doesn't that sound like Jesus who cures the 10 lepers from their leprosy? And Naaman the Syrian comes back to Elisha to give thanks? It's really clear, isn't it? Elisha is a type for Jesus. And so without knowing it, the Shunammite woman receives Jesus into her home. That's what Jesus says. He says, whoever receives you receives me. Whoever receives you receives me. And so the Shunammite woman receives Jesus into her home. She received a prophet, a righteous man. She received God into her home. Whoever receives you receives me. And Jesus says, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. And so you also receive the Father. That's what we want. Our greatest desire is to receive Jesus. And please God, we'll get the opportunity to do that today if we're prepared in Holy Communion. We'll get to receive Jesus. That's our greatest desire. But Jesus says, but if you receive a prophet, a righteous man, an apostle who is sent by me, Jesus says, you also receive me. And so we want to be attentive this week. We want to be on the lookout for other ways that Jesus wishes to come to us. And if we receive them, we receive the Lord Himself.